All right, we'll get started with our next session. I'm going to introduce some folks who've been introduced to you before, so I'll keep it short. We have Alex Reed, who's the national team leader of the Baker-Hostetler Tax-Exempt Organizations and Charitable Giving Team. And we also have Kyle Zumberg, tax director here at UT Austin. And they're going to talk with us today about public policy issues and concerns facing colleges and universities.
All right.
Thanks.
We had some walk-on music.
Yeah, it's planned on. We're trying to get everybody energized in the afternoon.
So yeah.
We both realize that we like, heavy metal. And so we're playing a little heavy metal for everybody this morning. All right.
All right. That's going to be one of our themes is not heavy metal, but sports. And so I think right off the bat, so we're talking about public policy issues and concerns. Here's our agenda. We're going to talk about all the things that no one particularly wants to talk about, but is very important and happening right now. Campus speech and campus politics, student athletes, race and admissions and charitable programs, donor advised funds and endowments. And what I'd like to say to sort of knit all of this together is that there's a deep symmetry to all of these different topics. Why are universities so much in the news right now, particularly during this election year? What's happening? What's going on? I think the reason for it is that politics derives from identity, and identity is formed by your school, your family, your faith. And so if you don't want the influence of a university on politics, you try to reduce the clout of the university. So all of the things that we're talking about today have to do with identity and clout of universities and how that affects identity and ultimately politics. So if you're trying to push the other side, you're going to try to reduce the impact of certain aspects on their identity and strengthen others. The other thing, of course, is that universities have been very active in identity politics and kind of deconstructing the idea of identity itself in the last 20, 30 years. And it's become very popular and endemic in thinking throughout the university and the way students are thinking as well. So, looking at sexuality, looking at race, looking at gender, all of these different, new ways of thinking about these things are affecting politics. And so politics is now responding. It's sort of not surprising. So, here's the bloodbath hearing, a picture of the three presidents from UPenn, Harvard, and MIT. Right off the bat, you notice, they're all women, and one is a woman of color, which is itself, important and interesting. It shows an effort to integrate and diversify the leadership of universities, and here they are testifying in front of Congress. Elise Stefanik from New York asked the question that she wasn't briefed by staff. She just came to her, and it was a gotcha question. She said, "Is calling for the genocide of Jews bullying or harassment under the campus policies?" And so, the university professors, the presidents gave a nuanced answer, which was very unsatisfying to Representative Stefanik and to many donors. And President Gay and McGill have since resigned as a result. So, why did that happen, and what's going to happen next, and how does it tie in with the issue of Israel and the campus protests? So, You know, for the last several months, students have been protesting on campus here at the UT.